All right. Well, as we indicated, Mark Antonini is with us. He has been a voice on the award-winning For the People previously. You may have heard him when he was in a different capacity with the Center for Family Justice, but now he's its acting executive director. And we're going to talk to him about this organization that provides free, confidential, trauma-informed services for anyone experiencing domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse in the Fairfield County region, right after this important message. The public is invited to attend a senior services fair on Friday, April 17th at the Wesley Heights Activity Room in Shelton. This event's going to feature a variety of vendors, raffles, and health screenings designed to connect seniors and their families with important services and resources. The fair is going to be running from 11:30 to 2, and it's free to attend. This Wesley Heights event is designed to help seniors and caregivers discover valuable local resources in one convenient location. For more information about the fair and Wesley Heights, you can click on the Communities tab at masoniccare.org. All right. Mark, welcome back to the program. Good to hear your voice. How are you doing today?
John, doing great. Thanks very much for having me on today.
So, sadly, while we are going to talk a lot about good news and great things happening at the Center for Family Justice, I always like to tap the expertise of folks who are in the middle of essentially a breaking news situation. And as we've been hearing about over the past few days leading up to our recording here on Thursday morning before the Sunday broadcast, we're hearing the disturbing news about Cesar Chavez, who is allegedly being accused of grooming and sexually abusing a number of girls who worked in the movement, including the current leader of this historical civil rights movement. And while it's not our place to really get into the sensational headlines of this, I wanted to touch base with you because I think the most important thing to start our conversation is to remind folks that organizations like the Center for Family Justice are there for them no matter when in their lives they are ready to seek expert guidance, support, and care if they have been victims.
John, I was saddened and shocked to hear that this week. And you know, you do hear about these things from time to time. And that's why it's so important for folks to know about the Center for Family Justice. You know, we provide the crisis and supportive services for all victims and survivors of domestic and sexual violence and child abuse. The hardest call you have to make is calling us. It's 24/7. We have a hotline. Walk-ins, you can just walk in here at 753 Fairfield Avenue in Bridgeport on the corner of Fairfield and Park Avenue. And I will tell you, all are welcome here. So, you know, if you can, come to the center and we can, you know, start you on your journey. And I know, you know, our tagline is Hope Starts Here, but it's a true statement. And the folks that we have working here are dedicated to our clients, to our survivors.
And speaking of that, you are, you know, kind of standing in the footprints of one of those great people there at the center. You've recently been elevated into this acting executive director position, but certainly your predecessor's voice was no stranger to our airwaves here, and not just on For the People.
Right, John. Deb Greenwood was at the Center for Family Justice for 19 years. She just recently retired. We are so grateful for her years of leadership and dedication to the survivors and families across the region. And for me personally, you know, Deb was my mentor. Most of my career was spent in corporate America. I worked in the banking industry, the publishing industry. I worked for Pitney Bowes for 20 years, and I came to the center about 12 years ago and as the CFO. But I had told Deb when I started, I didn't want to just sit in back of the computer and work on, you know, spreadsheets and accounting all day. I wanted to be out there with her, and she took me, mentored me. And the last few years here, my role has become more of a fundraiser because, you know, one of the issues is that we keep getting our funding cut from the federal government. This year, we had a 27% cut, and we're already hearing that potentially next year will be a 40% cut. So, you know, we're working with the private, like private foundations, because obviously we know we can't get everything from the federal and state government. And so that's one of my biggest, biggest roles. So definitely wishing Deb all the best in her retirement. And yeah, a bit overwhelming for me. I entered this role about a little more than 2 weeks ago, and I have a great staff here, you know, and we're just moving along.
And in terms of underwriting and keeping the organization not only going in the status quo, but increasing services, which we're going to talk about in just a minute, while your heavy dependence on large block funding sources is evident, there is something to be said for individual donors who step up. I know the you know, one of the giving events is coming up, and you know, this is a great way for anyone whose lives have been touched by the center, or anyone who knows about the center, to you know, give $25, $50, $100, $500. All those smaller donations add up, as do the hours that are devoted to the Center for Family Justice by your spectacular cornucopia of volunteers.
John, we are blessed with a great core of volunteers and some really great individual donors. We embarked about 3 or 4 years ago on building a new safe house. It's in an undisclosed location. And, you know, that safe house is always full. It's 16 beds. And this is when, you know, we were looking for donors for that. And we had some really terrific ones that really helped us out. It's amazing. It's an amazing place. We had gone from a place that was about 4,000 square feet to something that now is 9,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. You know, the rooms now have individual bathrooms, because obviously, you know, think about that. You know, sure. You go someplace and, you know, you want to have, you know, dignity.
Yeah, you don't want to, you don't want a dormitory atmosphere.
Exactly.
It doesn't enhance, it doesn't enhance the recovery.
No. And it's, you know, it's a lot of women and children. I will say we are one of the only shelters that also takes men. But, you know, 80% of our client base is women. And we do work with a lot of children as well.
So looking toward the future, it is these large and small donors who are not only helping you with another fantastic new capital project, but are also needed to add their names and their support to the programs you plan to have there.
John, great segue, because you mentioned the future, and the program that we're working on right now is called Pathways to Hope for the Future. We, a few years ago, received both a Connecticut bond and a federal grant from an earmark, actually, from Senator Blumenthal and Senator Murphy's office. And, you know, those are competitive, but obviously they know the work that we do, and we were able to get this. And so we have all the money we need right now for construction. We are building out a 5,000 square foot space here in our main office, and we're really happy about that. What we need help with is money for the programs. We're building a child advocacy center. We have a Pathways to Hope, which is a Camp Hope program, where we send kids ages 7 to 17 to a sleepaway camp every year. But it's not just the sleepaway camp. It's a program that we do all year, where they work with, you know, other nonprofits in the area, whether it's STEM, it's art, it's sports, it's music. It's and I'll tell you, it really is life changing for these kids. It really is. We also have a wonderful program of prevention education, where we go into the schools. We go into a lot of the Bridgeport schools. You know, we also cover, you know, our area also covers Fairfield, Stratford, Trumbull, Monroe, and Easton. You know, of course, we only have one person right now. We're actually looking for one. So we'll have another prevention educator. So, you know, two people to cover, you know, six towns and all the schools. It's a lot. The last big thing that we have is a pro bono legal center. So when you think about it, John, you know, how would you like to go to court without a lawyer? Mm. So, you know, so this is a program and everything we do is free and confidential. Now, while we have, you know, one attorney here, we also have a paralegal, and we also recently have a fellow that has been paid for this year. So, you know, we do what we can in terms of working with our clients that need legal advice. We also work with a lot of the law firms in the area to give us either pro bono or low bono, you know, provide services to our clients. Mm. Those are the main components of what we're trying to raise money for in the in this Pathways to Hope for the Future program.
Very good. One of the other ways that people can provide support and assistance is actually by, in some cases, you know, having a good time in a social atmosphere or out on a golf course, and you are able to deliver a number of upcoming events for folks of various event tastes, right? You've got a golf tournament coming up and a couple of other things.
John, absolutely. And you know one of my favorite things is to talk about events. the first event actually is free, and it's a very emotional event, but for anyone that wants to come, it's called Unveiling Courage. It's an art exhibition. It's an evening of art, advocacy, and survivor empowerment. It's our clients that have done the art. And we also have a presentation where we do spoken words, some poetry. There's even a few members of the group here that's actually going to sing, and they are totally amazing. It's on April 2nd, right here at our main office at 753 Fairfield Avenue in Bridgeport. It's from 5 to 8 p.m., definitely want to invite everyone to that. Once again, that is a free and a wonderful inspirational night for anyone that wants to come. For our fundraisers, our big one coming up is the Walk a Mile in Her Shoes. It's actually our 14th annual. Gary McNamara, former chief of police in Fairfield and now executive director of public safety at Sacred Heart University, puts on his red heels and we walk the mile from the train station in Fairfield to the Old Town Hall. It's on April 25th. Registration is open right now. You can go to our website and you can find the registration. April 25th, 2026 mm-hmm. is that event. We're also doing something very interesting this year that someone is doing for us. It's a one-man show from Mar Jennings. It's an experience, an evening filled with laughter, tears, and reflections on the journey to becoming America's top lifestyle expert. Some of you might know Mar Jennings from HGTV. That is on May 22nd, 2026. Showtime is 7 a.m. And those tickets are available on Sacred Heart. It's shuct.org. I'm calling the theater box office. It'll be at the community, Sacred Heart Community Theater. The last event we have this year is something that everybody loves, and it's totally a sellout. So if you're interested in coming, you got to sign up early. Our Fairways to Hope Golf Classic, our event chair, Matt Rialli. It's on June 15th, 2026 at Mill River Country Club. And it's really a wonderful event. But there's only so many golfers we could put in there. So if you're interested in that, you got to sign up pretty quick. And those are the four events, John, we have to take us to the end of our fiscal year, which ends on June 30th.
So anybody who wants to find out more about this organization, how to support them, how to participate in one of the events we just talked about with Mark, or how to avail yourselves of their many services, you can learn more at centerforfamilyjustice.org on the web. And Mark, in the last minute or so that we have with you, we'll bring it full circle back to reminding anyone who has been a victim, who is a victim, who knows a victim, that the Center for Family Justice is a place where they can go to find support, resilience, and hope to move forward successfully.
Absolutely, John. You know, what we work with here is we respond, we restore, we prevent. And we also obviously do safety planning, you know, once again, talked about empowerment and truly give hope to those that need hope when they're in despair.
Very good. Once again, centerforfamilyjustice.org is their website. When you click on that website, you will find a pop-up that provides you with a number of different hotline and emergency contact numbers that you can use if you need it. Their help is only one call away. Whether it's domestic abuse, sexual abuse, or child abuse, they provide a 24/7 free confidential hotline. You can learn about your options, understand what to expect with safety planning, and get the help you need. It all starts at the Center for Family Justice. I want to thank once again their acting executive director, and hopefully we'll knock that acting off of the title by the next time we talk to you, Mark Antonini. Thank you so much for your time today.
John, thanks so much. Great to be with you today.